The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Oh, Jess, you made it back from the bathroom. I was worried you
were stuck in there. But you guys were doing traffic. I didn't need to
be here. Yeah, I was looking for where you... I thought you ran off to the bathroom.
So yeah, no, I was not at the bathroom. I was getting coffee. Thank you very much.
Got it. To help you go.
Got it. Get things moving.
Later. Yeah.
Gotta start early.
All right. The first talk back of the day.
Good morning, JV Show. Hi, Graham, Selena, and Jess. Raquel from San Jose. I hope you guys have a great Tuesday, an amazing week. And hopefully the day goes by fast and you can enjoy the rest of the day today. Have a great day and have a great show. Bye.
Bye. Well, hey, thank you for that.
That was nice.
Raquel in San Jose is always in such a bright and cheerful mood. I don't know how she does it. And I thought, wow, this week is really breezing by until she pointed out it's only Tuesday.
Oh,
and now it's just going to grind to a halt. So thanks a lot, Raquel.
Longest week ever.
I hate it.
Are you guys tired of seeing Liam Neeson stuff all over the internets? It's like anytime I go to a blog, I open Instagram, it's a news report about Liam Neeson. And we know The Naked Gun is now in theaters, but it's about Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson sharing lip balm or whatever. Like
sharing lip balm? Ew.
Yeah, they're on like Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah, now that you mention it, I was at the gym yesterday. I look up, they're on
Liam
the TV.
Liam Neeson, I'm so sick of them.
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
Are they in an actual relationship, Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson?
So... a rumored one. I mean, they're very flirty and they act like one, but I mean, we've seen this before. Is it just for publicity? Because the movie? I don't know.
I feel like they were like sucking face on something.
They were.
I saw. Yeah. Well, that, you don't do
but again,
that
is it just for
publicity.
If they're both single and into each other.
Do we ship
them? I guess maybe they're actually dating then. I don't know. They haven't confirmed it, but it sure seems like it. The other thing I saw yesterday, apparently there's been a long-standing rumor that I just found out about yesterday that Liam Neeson is like, he's like packing down there.
Oh, he's very well endowed.
Really?
Yeah.
I've not heard such rumor
Me
before.
Me either, but apparently this is like a decades-long rumor that he's, yeah, it's like known in Hollywood or something.
Pam Anderson's been known to go after guys that have.
Ew, why, you watched the Tommy Lee tape?
Yeah, I did.
Ew, what is wrong with you?
What? that was like only the most famous one of, did you watch the Kim K tape?
Yeah, I did.
Ew, what is wrong with you, you sicko? Ew. It's the same thing.
I know, but Pam Anderson and Tommy Lee just seem so much, I don't know.
If you remember the Pamela Anderson from back then, you wanted to see that video. Just trust me. Also, I had a college roommate. I've told the story before. His dad was somehow either a financial backer or whatever of the company that put that tape out. So
that's
I think he sent it to us.
Wait, your friend's dad sent you guys the tape?
Yeah.
Like, here's a sneak peek before it gets released?
Yeah.
What?
Shout out to that guy.
Wait, you could have released it before he did?
Yeah, you should have leaked it.
And
we know
more money
to be wrong morally. Oh, right.
It didn't really work like that. This was like kind of you couldn't just send a link online. It was an actual tape. You know what I mean?
So what could you do with it?
Put it in your VCR.
That's it? How do you share it with people?
So can you get in trouble for
the... another VCR and record that tape onto that one.
And then
I'm pretty sure it was an actual tape back then.
Oh,
but
whoa.
I can't remember. I might be wrong.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
And what happened to it?
What do you mean?
Like, what happened to the tape?
Like his physical copy?
Like our copy of it?
Yeah.
I still have it framed above my above my bed.
It's stuck there on the wall. Just stuck for some reason.
I didn't have to use a nail to hang it up.
Ew,
I slapped it on the wall.
And there it stayed.
Yep, and it's been there ever since.
This is getting disgusting.
Yeah, you guys are gross.
Going back to Kim K, you want to talk about how much her son got from the Tooth Fairy, Graham?
Yeah, it was a very surprising amount.
We're doing that next here on The JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild
94.9. Good morning, JV Show. This is Juan from Santa Maria, California. I'm going to be honest with you guys. You guys are hands down the best radio in the world. Like, not even kidding. You guys crack me up every single time. I love you guys. Keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much.
That's my whole day right there.
Yeah,
best talk back of 2025.
Easily. And
I was asking. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
It was. And I just checked. It's tough. I didn't know I could check radio ratings globally. JV Show, number one in the globe. So
that's
huge. Thank you. Appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you so much. Yeah. All right, guys. It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Ooh, today is the day, you guys. You speed past one of those speed cameras in San Francisco, and you are getting fined. Remember, these are placed at 33 locations throughout the city. At first, yeah, we're just getting these warnings. Now, those are turning into fines ranging from $50 to $500, depending on your speed. So, you've been warned.
Major warning. I think they issued something like 300-something thousand warnings.
I saw 350,000.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's insane. They're going to start issuing a lot of tickets, that means. All right, the San Francisco Giants carried a 4-1 lead into the seventh inning last night in Pittsburgh against the Pirates, but that's when they remembered they were the 2025 Giants, and they promptly went on to lose the game in the bottom of the ninth inning, 5-4. Game two of the series is this afternoon. First pitch is at 3:40.
Uh-huh.
No, no.
Oh, Selena.
I didn't say that.
The curse continues. A little bit of morning clouds that will be gone by mid-morning. We'll see plenty of sunshine today with highs in the 70s to upper 70s to low 80s.
Hey, Aquarius besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 6. You're going to find yourself extra exhausted today. Make sure you take a little time out to rest and recharge. Tonight's sleep should be more refreshing than usual, so tomorrow will be your day to tackle everything that life has been throwing at you lately.
So bed rot today.
Yeah, today's just a throwaway day in my mind, Aquarius.
Tomorrow's
Aquarii.
Better.
Yeah.
All right, next we're talking about how much money Kim K's son got from the Tooth Fairy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Did you guys just talk about the Tommy Lee and Pam Anderson 60 and then briefly mention Kim Kardashian so you could do a seamless transition to talk about Kim Kardashian's son? Oh, man, you guys are hilarious.
Wait, that wasn't planned.
Yeah, I wish we could take credit for having the foresight to have such a tease and then such a segue, but no.
No, but that's even that more. Wasn't planned.
That takes more skill because you did it in the moment.
Yeah, we're just idiots.
I guess. Yeah, mainly that. Yeah. Right. All right, Graham, so how much did her son get?
All right, so Kim K posted a picture to her Instagram on Sunday.
Okay.
And it showed her son, Saint, who's 9 years old, according to this article. And he was missing a front tooth. It looked like he had another tooth that was about to come out. And in the sort of carousel picture she posted, then at the very end, there was a picture of the note that Saint had received from the Tooth Fairy. And that, along with that note, there was a $2 bill and a Roblox gift card and then like some glitter and whatnot. And it said, "Dear Saint, for your first tooth." And then you couldn't really see everything that was written there. I have a couple questions.
Okay.
One, it said he's 9 years old. Do you think that was his first tooth that he lost?
No, there's no way.
I don't think so.
Was the Tooth Fairy not doing her accounting the correct way? Because it said, "Dear Saint, for your first tooth."
Maybe it said front tooth because it was his front tooth.
Yeah, it was his front tooth, but that would be odd, I guess, if you
let me do some digging.
If you didn't lose your first tooth until you were nine. Again, right. This is just the article I'm reading here about this. I don't follow Kim Kardashian on Instagram, so I don't know.
Maybe it was hard to read. Maybe the Tooth Fairy wrote front tooth, but it was missed.
Oh my gosh, it's like still bloody. Why would she not wait to take the picture?
Yeah, the picture was a little... Yeah,
a little graphic.
It had just,
sure.
I mean, clearly it had just fallen out. But was that his first tooth lost? Anyways, questions about that. Now, secondly, my question to you ladies is, because anytime I mention what the Tooth Fairy brings to my kids when they lose a tooth, actually, my daughter, I don't think she's lost a tooth yet. She's going to be 6 years old in a couple weeks. But my son has now lost several. He's currently missing three of his front teeth, his two front ones on top and then one on the bottom. And for those teeth, the Tooth Fairy each time left $5. And,
sorry.
And the mockery that's given to the Tooth Fairy that visits my house from you and from the listeners is always quite shocking to me. Well, how about Kim K, one of the richest women on the planet?
Yeah.
And not to say that that wealth, you know, transfers over
right,
to the
Tooth Fairy. Right, it's not from her. It's from the Tooth Fairy.
But there's only $2,
$2
bill there.
But with a Roblox gift card, who knows how much?
She cut it off specifically, I think, because it was probably a $500 Roblox gift card.
$500 in Robux?
Baby Kim Kardashian, that's $5 to
even her. If it was 20.
But again, it's not coming from her. It's coming
from the Tooth Fairy.
Fairy.
So it doesn't matter how much wealth Kim has. But even if it was a $20 Roblox gift card, that's still better than the $5 that your kids got. Sorry.
Does the Tooth Fairy bring gift cards? That's news to me.
I didn't know that either, but I mean, hers does. She must have one of those rich ones.
I thought the Tooth Fairy strictly operated
cash and coins.
Right.
That's
I think celebrities,
not even coins anymore.
Celebrities have probably a separate tooth fairy.
So, like, is pretty soon is the tooth fairy just going to hit your Venmo or your Cash App?
Oh, you know, mine actually did that one time.
Really?
Yeah.
Selena, what?
I didn't know your tooth fairy had a cell phone like that.
Yeah.
I didn't know your kids had Venmo.
No, they had sent.
Oh, she Venmo'd
you. The tooth fairy had sent me the money to send to my daughter because I think the tooth fairy was at a cash one time.
Oh, that happens. Yeah, a lot of houses. Right.
So you had to go to the ATM.
So I guess that is an option.
And did you ever actually get that cash to your daughter?
Well, it was already in my phone, so I just sent it to my daughter's phone.
Oh, got it.
So.
Wow.
Yeah, just a little transfer right there.
Tooth fairy in the digital age.
It's 2025, you know?
I guess so.
but there's just something about, like, waking up and seeing it under your pillow.
I know. Sometimes
there's something about
Tooth Fairy doesn't have cash. Okay?
There's something about the cash. Now, look, let's just take the Roblox gift card out of this. $2 bill the Tooth Fairy leaves. How do you feel about that?
Unimpressed.
Yeah. What? $2 bills are lucky.
I have a stack of them. I'll bring you.
That's why I like.
Because when am I going to spend them?
Please. That's why I think it's cute that Kim's Tooth Fairy threw that in with the Roblox gift card. But alone, what is a kid going to do with a $2 bill?
That's a good point. I give all.
Wait, you can't even buy an ice cream.
I give all mine to my kids. I'm like, good luck. I'm not spending this. I'm not taking this to a store.
Wait,
like,
okay, Selena. So, what is the correct amount in your eyes that the Tooth Fairy should bring?
I think on average, like 10.
10 per tooth?
Yeah.
I think that's a lot.
Most people were leaving talkbacks. Like, if it's a front tooth, it's worth 20.
Yeah, a front tooth, I would do 20. A first tooth, maybe 20.
Whoa.
Other than that, like 10.
But I feel like kids are happy. Like, they see $5 and they're like, wow, like, this is a lot of money.
Right. And, like, the tooth fairy, she's going to go broke if she's handing out 20s.
Well, I mean, apparently the tooth fairy has unlimited money if they were just handing out $500 Roblox gift cards to celebrity kids. So
well, we're assuming it's $500.
Yeah, we don't even know for sure. But
yeah, we don't know.
It probably is.
And was that his first tooth at age 9?
It says first. Like, with the number one ST.
There's no way.
It says it.
Well, it's probably some kids lose their teeth later. I mean, it doesn't all happen
at 9.
At the same age. That's pretty.
You're like hitting puberty by then.
Seems pretty late. Seems pretty late. Yeah, but
hey,
it can happen.
People can be late bloomers. You're right. You're right.
I was a late tooth loser.
You were?
Yeah.
Yes.
At what, 15?
I don't remember. But I feel like by the time I had finally lost all the teeth necessary, my dentist was like, and now it's time for braces. And I was like, I'm a senior in high school. Like, go F yourself. Like, this ain't going to happen. And then I never got braces.
Aww.
Yeah. You should.
Yeah, I can use them.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Before we get to talking about TV, we were talking about losing first teeth. Graham, you said you were a late first tooth loser.
Uh-huh. We were talking about Kim Kardashian's son because the tooth fairy left him a $2 bill and it was... The note said it was his first tooth lost, and he's 9 years old.
There's no way.
Hey, good morning. I have twin daughters. One of them has lost 5 teeth. The other one has yet to lose 1. So it is possible that this could be his first tooth that he lost.
Wow.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Well, I guess it's possible.
I guess so. All right. Well, let's move on to TV then. Jess, what are you watching?
I'm watching a show called The Four Seasons. It's on Netflix. It's not a reality TV show. It's just a new TV series.
Okay.
It has Tina Fey, Steve Carell, Colman Domingo in there.
Will Forte? Dude, I watched a bunch of this show. We talked
you
about
did?
It.
The Four Seasons?
We did?
Yes.
What?
We've talked about it.
We've talked about The Four Seasons.
Yes.
It's a new show.
Yes. Well, it's not that new because I've watched a bunch of episodes of it.
Okay. Well, then I'm glad that you've watched it because then you'll be able to... I hope we haven't talked about this specific thing.
No, I think the thing we talked about was that I found it to be not... I was disappointed because it was not funny. Because the cast is so good.
Well, Jess,
all these people I love.
Did you think it was hilarious?
Yeah, what did you think about it?
I mean, I didn't think hilarious, but I thought it was a nice just like background show to be watching while I was cleaning out my closet.
Weren't you just disappointed? It's like this all-star cast, I was expecting to be laughing my butt off and instead I was like, eh.
I did find it kind of interesting the way that they set it up because it is just every episode is just them going on a different vacation. So it's 3 married couples. They're all friends. And every episode is just a different vacation that they go on. So you don't really see their, I guess, lives when they, quote, like, go back home.
Well, maybe you're on the next season. The first one had a storyline. They all went to like a retreat thing together.
I'm confused now.
I'm confused too. Anyways, what did you want to talk about?
It was not a new vacation. But anyways.
Okay. Maybe when I talk about this, you'll see if we are watching the same show. So while they're on vacation.
Steve Carell, Tina Fey.
It's the same show.
Yeah, it is the same show. Okay, so while they're on vacation, they find out that one of the guys is planning on divorcing his wife mm-hmm. of 25 years, who is also there on the trip. So I want to know if you go on a couple's trip and you find out this piece of information, like, hey, one of the couples is about to break up. Would you tell the other person that is also on that trip? Mind you, they've been married for 25 years. Are you trying to convince the person, hey, don't break up with them, try to work things out? Or are you telling the rest of the group or the person that's going to get divorced too?
Just knowing me, I'm probably telling everybody.
What?
Especially if the person who's about to get broken up with is like my friend, I will definitely go to her and say like, hey, this is what I heard.
Would you be worried that she would then say, why didn't you wait till the trip was over?
No, that probably wouldn't cross my mind. So no, but if she did say that, like I can't hold things like that in. I'm not good at it. I can't hang on to information.
I don't want to drop a bomb though on the whole trip. I want to relax on a trip. Right?
You still would be. It's not your relationship getting blown up.
You know.
Oh, it affects the whole group.
You're on a group trip. Like a bomb like that drops it. You can't be sitting poolside sipping a Mai Tai, taking a nap after that. You know what I mean? No, you can't.
No, you can't.
You're going to be right in the middle of the drama.
And now your friend is crying and you have to console her.
Right.
And
with more Mai Tais, obviously.
No.
Because she's going to be looking at you like, you're really going to go get another drink while I'm over here crying and my life is falling apart.
We're talking about not some like boyfriend or something. We're talking about long-term marriage.
Yeah. So you'd wait till after the vacation and tell your friend? Or would you not tell your friend at all?
Yeah, I'm busy that day. I think I'll...
You would stay out of it?
I think I would tell the person who's going to... You know, break it up with the other person. I'd say you have to do it before I do, because I'd rather them say something than me. I don't want to be the one to spill the beans to everybody, but I want that to get done and taken care of so that I could be like, okay, the weight is lifted off of my shoulders and my heart.
Don't just let them handle it. They're gonna handle it.
But if it's like your best friend, you have to say something,
and they have to But then what if you can change his mind and it's like, no, look, she's great.
No.
That's not going to happen. Yeah. His mind is
it's
set.
Not
His mind
happen. Is set. And I've seen the show. She's not great.
Wow! Graham, that's rude.
So
okay,
it's the same season.
Yeah, it is the same season.
Okay.
Uh-huh. But, okay, little spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Hang on.
I don't think anyone's watching this. You don't have to
worry. Yeah, probably not. But they do end up getting a divorce. And he moves on. He finds a new, much younger girlfriend who he seems very, very happy with, but the group has kind of a hard time taking her seriously because she's so young. He then ends up passing away, and then a funeral obviously needs to be planned. So the friends are involved, the ex-wife is involved, and now the new girlfriend is involved. But the ex-wife of 25 years who shares a daughter with this man that passed away is now like, I'm not going to let this new girl be the one who speaks at the funeral, who is more involved than I am, because, hello, you can't erase 25 years. Like, we had something real.
She has the freshest memory of him.
Right.
She's
how
the
long,
last one to smash
how long
him.
Were they, together?
It was less than a year. It was around 8 months that the new girlfriend had been in his life. But he was very happy with her. But the ex-wife is like, but 25 years and a daughter. I get to speak. And she doesn't let the girlfriend speak at the funeral. But I want to know, like, if this was you, let's say you're the ex-wife. And you have 25 years and kids that you share with this person that just passed away. Do you think you could let somebody else do the planning?
Maybe not.
Be most involved?
Not planning. Okay. But you want to get up there and speak? I think anyone should be allowed to.
Yep.
Okay.
And you were an important, I mean, as much as I hate your guts.
He was, you loved him and he was important to you.
You were a part
go
of his
up
life.
There, say whatever you want, but you're not going to have any say in planning the thing.
No.
Because who are you?
Really?
That's where I draw the line.
Why is the planning different than speaking?
Because that should be, like, actually planned by, like, his family and loved ones. And even though, like...
She's a loved one. He loved her pretty hard in the tent on that one trip.
Yeah,
I heard it.
Because who's to say that, that she didn't mean as much to him as the ex-wife did? Because they shared a lot of memories in those 8 months.
Yeah, maybe she did, but I don't know. I just feel like planning should be more of like a like from the family thing. And even though you guys are ex-husband and wife, I feel like you're still pretty much family.
Right. Graham, what do you think?
I'm kind of with Selena. You can speak. You can't sit in the front. You got to sit.
Really?
I'm going to plan the thing. You can sit in the back. You'll be sitting in the back. Like, oh, here comes the mistress to come speak. Like,
oh, you no. Know,
everyone's thinking it.
Right. We're all you thinking know? It.
So how long would it, I guess, would it make it better for that they, like, I know we said they were dating for 8 months, but.
5 to 10 years.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to need. I'm
what
need
about at least over a couple years?
What about if after a year they got married? Would the new marriage kind of.
No, everyone would still look at it as a joke. Versus like the 25-year marriage.
I'll let her pay for the funeral. Those things can be expensive.
You can pay for it, but you can't plan it. And you can talk, sit in the back.
Right.
There, those are the rules.
Okay. I'm looking at the episode list from this four-season show. Yeah, you made it a lot farther into the show than I did. I bailed out.
Okay, I think that's what it was. Yeah, because
it wasn't good. I was so disappointed.
It was nice as a background show.
Is there no other reality TV that you should be watching? Isn't there a new season of Perfect Match?
I started watching Perfect Match. The thing is, I can't get past the fact that things have already been spoiled because one of the couples on there already announced that they're like engaged before the show even came out. And they met on there.
So what? No offense. I'd rather be talking about that than the four seasons. Oh.
Well, I did start watching it, so we'll eventually talk about
that.
That'll
be, later on in the JV show then. All right, today's Hottest Trending is coming up. Oh, my God. Did you see Brandi Glanville's face? It got worse. No offense.
Oh, no.
Worse?
Worse. We're talking about it next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, the JV show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Morning, JV show. It's Tracy D from San Mateo. God, it sounds so redundant. Same thing. Tracy D from San Mateo. Anyway, have you guys watched Hunting Wives on Netflix? Oh my God, it's like 8 episodes. You have got to watch that. It is so good. Watch it. Next recommendation, Hunting Wives. Bye. Have a good Tuesday.
Have any of you ladies watched that? Because that's all I've been hearing about.
I started the first episode.
And?
I'm only like 10 minutes in, so I can't really give an opinion yet. But
are you hooked?
Not yet, because I've only watched 10 minutes.
Got it.
But the little teaser thing, it looked really good. So that's why I started watching it.
I've heard a lot about it.
Yeah, so.
Ooh, okay, adding it to the list.
Let you know. Add it to the list.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, before we get to what happened to Brandi Glanville's face, Jessica Biel, Justin Timberlake's wife, is just pissing off all the parents right now. She did an interview with Parade Magazine, and she was asked, what is the one fast food chain that she does not let her kids eat? And she said, McDonald's. Quote, I'm like, sorry, guys, not doing it. They don't get McDonald's. I feel like I just don't know what's going on with the quality of that food. It's stuff like that that I'm like, no, let's go have a great burger and fries at a fancy place. I'd rather pay more for you to go have something fancy than something like McDonald's.
Wow.
And everyone's like, okay, sorry, billionaire. We're not going to a fancy restaurant to get a to get a Big Mac. We're just going to go to McDonald's.
Yeah, must be nice.
I mean, but if
very
you had
tone deaf.
If you guys also had the money, would you do the same?
I'd still eat a Big Mac. I love them.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are like, oh, yeah, I can't live without.
There are just certain
McDonald's.
Times that call for fast food in your life.
Right.
It just
and
there are
we would
times.
Like to not be judged for that.
And also, why is she sharing this?
She was asked in the interview.
But like if you're on a road trip or something, like I'm not gonna pull over and find some 5-star
right,
restaurant.
Right,
sometimes you just need to go through the drive-thru and keep going.
Yeah.
No, they don't go on road trips. They have private
they
jets.
They definitely don't do the road trips. All right. So go to JV Morning Show on Instagram. Check out our Instagram story. There you're going to find the latest picture of what Brandi Glanville looks like. Now, remember, she has already suffered some like facial disfigurement. She said, well, we don't really know what's been going on with her face, but she claims that a doctor told her it could be like some parasite. And she's been suffering from this since last year. And she even names the parasite. The parasite's name is Caroline.
Oh.
And I don't know what prompted her to do this, but she thought that putting Nair on the bottom half of her face would like burn the parasite off of her or something. I don't know if she thought it would give her like a chemical peel effect, and it ended up just giving her like actual chemical burns. And so this is what her face looks like now.
What in the stupidity? This one, so this is not a doctor's ordered procedure that took place here. This is just her going, here's a product that has some harsh stuff in it. I'll put this on my face.
Yeah, she thought that by like removing like the top layer of her skin that it would kind of get rid of the parasite or whatever it's
super,
going
super smart.
On. And look at what happened to her face.
Oh, I feel so bad for her.
Do
I feel
you though?
So bad. Yeah, because
do you feel
honestly,
bad when people do
stupid things,
idiotic things.
Because
I
think sometimes you're in desperation, like when you are breaking out so much. I know that was what she was going through was a lot more serious, but I feel like I've had moments when I was younger where I would like break out a lot more, and I wanted to try anything on it. So I think you just
even
think
like
that,
burning your face off.
Okay, well, no, not that. I mean, but I think if she knew that this was going to happen, she obviously wouldn't have done it. But I still feel bad because I'm sure she's not very happy about the result.
I feel bad for what was going on before the Nair.
I also feel like that was self-inflicted, though, also. I don't know, but she's had a lot of cosmetic procedures done to your face, and mm-hmm. I just feel like you're playing with fire when you start doing all these different procedures in your face, and there is a chance that it's not going to turn out looking like what you want it to look like, and as you age, particularly some of those things you did younger, won't age the same way the rest of your face, and stuff starts to look not good, and then she's either having some side effects from all that stuff, or some combination of it. I don't know if she has a facial parasite eating her face or not.
It looks like some like flesh face eating. I don't know what it is.
I don't know if you just maybe that was something that was, you know, happened during one of the procedures she was given here. I don't know. It's just like here's a person that had I don't know if she was like rich per se, but she had a good amount of income coming in, and you can afford to have all these different procedures on your face, and now you're just at home trying Nair on your face. I don't know. Like, I make it make sense for me.
I don't know. Excuse me. I don't have an explanation.
It's frightening, though.
If you want to go see what she looks like, that's on JV Morning Show. It's on our Instagram story. All right, Graham, well, what do you have?
So we're learning more about the charges filed against that fan that threw the adult toy onto the court during that WNBA game. Police in College Park, Georgia, were able to identify that fan that launched that bright green member during the Valkyrie's Dream game last week. 23-year-old Delbert Carver. He was charged with disorderly conduct, public indecency / indecent exposure, and criminal trespassing, according to reports there. He was booked into county jail, later released on bond. Carver was apparently at the game with friends, and he told police, quote, this was supposed to be a joke, and this joke was supposed to go viral.
It did.
And it did. And it gave us a good chuckle. But can you believe those three charges? I mean, three charges booked into county jail, all for throwing one of these things out on the court?
Wait, so you said public indecency?
Disorderly conduct and criminal trespass. He had a ticket to the game, right? He was trespassed. I guess maybe the item trespassed onto
there.
The court.
Well,
I guess.
Then charge the item, not him.
Seriously.
Put the item in there.
Oh, my. It was a big one. We know there was another copycat incident a few days later during a Valkyries game. That one was in Chicago, but there have been no charges filed there, mainly because Chicago police said, quote, we don't see a call of service for that incident. So nobody ever alerted authorities to that one. So that fan is
But in Atlanta, everyone was like calling the cops, like, oh my God, someone threw something onto the court.
I guess so.
What?
And now Delbert Carver has a court case pending. We don't know when the next court appearance is. No date has been set for that yet all those charges. If this guy gets harsher charges and, you know, punishment than Diddy, I'm upset.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, my God. Good point.
I mean, this is ridiculous.
By the way, just because I misspoke on Friday and said that his bail request was denied, and then yesterday I cleaned that up and said, no, a judge hasn't ruled. Uh-huh. Now the judge has ruled and his bail was denied. So
okay, really?
We can put an end to that. Yeah.
Okay.
Bail denied for Diddy.
Great. Sorry, Diddler.
Yeah. All right. Today's hottest trending is
done.
Over. So we're going to get to it.
So we're going to get to
What the Bleep next. Uh-huh.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Happy Tuesday. We are trying to get you hooked up with this Chug Mug. All you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word, and we're going to be sending you a Chug Mug. As always, when you think you know what the bleeped out word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for my daughter to get her first I'd actually like her to take a picture with it, too.
Oh, you're so gross. You are so
gross.
I like period.
Oh, what? Okay. All right. So think about what that bleeped out word could be. Gross, Jess. Leave a PG family-friendly guess, please, because this is a squeaky, clean, family-friendly show. So the correct answer will be something PG. Leave us your name and your city along with that guess on the talkback mic so we can shout you out if you were so much as to win or maybe even get the correct answer. We'd like to shout you out, but
yep,
only the first person that comes with the correct answer will get a JV Show chug mug.
That's right. So get those guesses in now. We are going to play some of your talkbacks next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is What the Bleep, where you got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. And we are going to send you a chug mug if you are that first person to get it right. Now, if you missed today's clip, here it is.
I'm excited for my daughter to get her first. I'd actually like her to take a picture with it, too.
You're sick.
Disgusting.
You're sick.
Is that something your mom did with you?
No. You don't tell anyone. No.
You don't? I thought it was sort of a momentous occasion.
Well, I told my mom, but I didn't want anybody else to know.
But then, did you bring her in there and, show it?
No. What are we talking about again?
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
Hey, this is a family show, people. That's also why your guesses got to be clean. But let's go to the talkbacks.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Cecilia from Morgan Hill. Is the bleeped out word trophy?
Trophy.
Good guess. A few people have guessed that so far this morning. I think my daughter's gotten a couple trophies already. We're coming up on soccer season number two.
Ooh. Okay.
Hey, what's up? This is Julia from Pinole. My guess is going to be backpack. All right, have a good day.
Her first backpack.
She's got several of those. We've burned through a few of them. Lost a couple, probably.
Are you getting her anyone for back to school?
Nope.
Oh.
No, because they just lose them and they just get beat up. Just use the one that you've already got that's already beat up.
Good morning, JV Show. Andrew out of Hayward. I think the bleeped out word this morning is car. I guess.
Her first car.
First car.
That's a good guess.
I'm saving her a 2021 4Runner. Not a 2021, sorry.
2021.
A 2001 4Runner. Sorry.
No. So you're going to give her your old car.
I'm saving that for her. Wow. That can be your first car.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Continue to get those guesses in. What do you think today's bleeped out word is? Leave your guess on the talkbacks. Going to get some more of your talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And we are playing What the Bleep, where you got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word, and we are going to send you a chug mug if you are that first person to get it right. Now, if you missed today's clip, here it is.
I'm excited for my daughter to get her first. I'd actually like her to take a picture with it,
You're so gross, Graham.
I thought that's something that maybe, you know, mothers and daughters did, but I'd like to be involved.
No. Oh. All right, let's go to your guesses.
Hi, good morning, JV Show. I think that the bleeped out word for today is haircut. Thank you.
First haircut. Okay, now that's a good one.
She has had, a lot of people guessed that this morning. She has had her first haircut, her second, her third, her fourth. Oh. My daughter's obsessed with getting her haircut.
Really?
Anytime my son gets a haircut, she thinks it's unfair if she doesn't also get to get a haircut. And you've never seen.
Every month?
So we have to tell her, or whoever's going to cut her hair, just take a teeny tiny bit, make it look like you're doing something, but really you don't need to take that much off.
Do you have to pay for that still?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we what?
We go to Great Clips. It's $12 or something.
Okay.
Maybe it's 18, but whatever it is, she just loves sitting there in the chair and being,
pampered.
So cute.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Danny from Alameda, and my guess for the bleeped out word today is laboo-boo. You guys have a great morning. Thanks.
Yeah, that's a great guess.
Screw that noise.
Oh my God, you should get her a laboo-boo.
No, why? If I could just go down to Walmart and buy one, sure. The fact that I got to register for a newsletter to find out when the drop is happening, then jump in line and then hope that I get one and then I can't find one and then I'll have to do that process all over again. For that reason, I'm out.
Fine.
What about a lafufu?
Sure.
Yay!
She can have one of those.
Good morning, guys. I think this morning's bleeped out word is phone. Phone. Kelly from San Jose. Bye.
Her first phone?
No, she ain't never getting one of those.
Come on, Graham. At some point, she's going to need a phone. Mm-hmm.
At some point, but I will, in all parent seriousness, I will be delaying that as I can.
Is it strictly because of social media or just screen time in general? Because you let them play on tablets.
Yeah, but it's all the thing. It's all of the things. But study after study after study comes out that particularly for young girls, for young teens, cell phone use, that's linked, and obviously a large bulk of that is social media, is absolutely terrible. I'm going to delay as long as I can.
Okay.
Good morning, everybody. This is Tierra from Dixon, and I'm going to guess that the bleeped out word is paycheck.
Paycheck. All right, here's today's clip unbleeped.
I'm excited for my daughter to get her first paycheck. I'd actually like her to take a picture with it, too.
Wouldn't that be cute?
Aww, that would be cute.
First little job, first little paycheck. Do you remember getting your guys' first paycheck ever?
I do, and my dad asked if I wanted a picture with it. And I said, right. I said no.
But wouldn't you want to look back on that now and then, like, see what the total was for?
Maybe now, I wish. But when I'm, you know, I think I was 15, like, no, Dad, you're being weird and embarrassing. No, I don't want a picture with my paycheck.
I don't have a picture with mine either, but I would love to have one. And I remember I didn't have a bank account, so I had to sign my check over. I had to go with my parent to the bank and then sign it over to them so they could cash it and then give me the money. But still a very exciting moment.
Aww.
Jess, do you remember your first? You remember your first paycheck?
I wish I could remember the amount that it was.
Where was it from?
Forever 21, I think.
Yeah. Big Forever 21 bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy. All right, so let's give some shout outs first. Tierra? Is that what she said her name was?
Yeah.
Tierra and Dixon. What's up, Tierra? Woo! What's up? Brand new JV Show Chug Mug coming your way. Also, JV Show number one in Dixon. So that's a huge market for us. Big, big deal there. All right. A couple other people came with the correct answer this morning. Our buddy Lauren in La Mirada. She had it. So did Andrew in Hayward. What's up, Andrew? What's up? Melissa in Redwood City said Chack. Just Jack. She didn't say paycheck. That was damn close.
That was so
Jess,
close.
Anybody else squeak the correct answer in here at the last second? Well, that was it. A lot of guesses across the board came in this morning. Thank you to everybody that played. Pet was a very popular guest this morning. One of the most popular guests. Get her first pet. No, she's got ham bone.
Well, yeah, you guys already have a dog.
She's got ham bone. And Pimple was another very popular guest this morning. Take a picture. Selena, did you take a picture with your daughter's first pimple?
No.
Has she gotten her first pimple?
Of course.
Oh. I didn't know when that starts happening. I don't know.
Very early.
Yeah.
Very early.
Unfortunately.
There's no way any kid would let their parents take a picture of them with a pimple on their face.
What? But it's the first one. It's like,
I know.
It's not a moment you want to remember.
Welcome to puberty.
No.
Yeah. Let me get a picture of that.
Get over here. Let me take a picture of it.
Well, thank you everyone for playing. We'll do it again tomorrow morning.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. And yes, we are commercial free. Let's go to the phones. Hi, is this Jamie?
Yes, it is.
Jamie, what is going on? How are you?
I'm good.
Yes.
I'm excited.
Love to hear it. All right. So this is the JV Show's Yup Nope game. We are going to ask you four random trivia questions. Jamie, you just got to get three correct, and you're going to be winning tickets to
Calabunga Water Park. This is going to be four tickets, by the way.
Nice.
And if you go this weekend, Jess is going to be there
I'm
going to
be there on Sunday.
Woo woo. All right. So let's get to the game. Jamie, here's question number one. England, Wales, Scotland, and Northern Ireland are the four countries that make up what?
Oh my goodness.
You know this.
I mean, you've heard it like a million times. England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, they're all in the...
Oh my God.
Take a guess.
Oh my God. The UK. They're in the UK.
That's the
You knew that.
That's the United Kingdom.
You knew that.
The UK.
It's all good.
All right. Question number two. You just got to get these next three correct. Easy peasy. Question number two. What celestial object orbits the Earth at an average distance of about 238,000 miles away?
The sun?
Nope.
Think the opposite of that.
The moon is what we're looking for. If the sun was only 238,000 miles away, we would be on fire.
All right, Jamie, you got to get this one. You know this one. Here's question number three. What time is Cinderella required to leave the ball before her fairy godmother's magic wears off?
Midnight.
Yeah. Yep.
right, you're on the board. You're on the board. Let's finish strong. Question number four. The battles of Bull Run, Gettysburg, and Fredericksburg were just a few of the deadly clashes that took place during what war? Come on.
World War.
I'm going to quit the show.
No, Civil War.
Oh, thank God. Yeah.
Okay.
Jeez.
At least she ended.
I had 1 foot out the door.
I loved that save.
Thank you.
Jamie, you got 2 out of 4, so I'm sorry you did not win the JB shows. Oh, you have no game.
Son of a son!
Tell you what, though, we really loved having you on, so don't hang up. I'm going to put you on a quick hold, okay?
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. All right, have a great rest of your day. Hang on there.
Dreams shattered right there. Dreams
before
shattered.
Before we get to the shout-outs, Graham, because what was on the line for that game was 4 tickets to Calabunga.
Uh-huh.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Marissa from San Jose. I just wanted to mention something that I heard Selena say. It's pronounced Calabunga, not Calabunga. Okay, bye.
Shots fired, Selena. Shots fired.
So I feel like I go back and forth between Calabunga and Calabunga. And I know we discussed this when the park opened last year.
We had a full, I think we dedicated an entire show to this debate.
It got heated.
Yes.
Do we remember what the right way to say it is?
No, I don't know. We don't. And we should, because we legit, I think, argued about it for an entire show. But I don't remember what we landed on. I don't. What? I'm going to have to go to the archives!
To the archives! Well, how about this? I pulled some audio from a news report.
Oh.
So let's listen to that. And they also talked to the CEO of Calabunga.
Okay.
Just in time for summer, raging waters, now called Calabunga, is just weeks away from opening in June.
It's going to be a big surfboard that says Calabunga. And, yep, we're going crazy.
They both said Calabunga.
Okay, so you're telling me that was obviously the news reporter that set that up, and then she's interviewing the CEO
who says Calabunga.
Calabunga. It doesn't sound as fun. Calabunga sounds more fun.
I still go back and forth with it, but I guess the right way is Calabunga.
Calabunga.
Calabunga. Calabunga, dude!
Well, to the archives! And you stand... Correct. I guess not corrected. Correct.
I'm going to stop the song because we have a shout out.
Oh, yeah. One quick shout out to squeeze in here in my DMs. I got one that says, this is Sam from Rippin. Slipping, sliding into your DMs to ask for a birthday shout out for my 49th birthday today. Please. Yes. Sam from Rippin. Happy
birthday.
49th birthday. Woo-hoo. That's a good one.
Who gives a fart?
Celebrate it. Calabunga.
Yeah.
Today's Hottest Trending is coming up next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Morning, JV Show. Hope you guys all have a great day. I was just there 2 weeks ago, and it's called Calabunga.
Oh. We just played audio from the CEO who said Calabunga.
I mean, if anyone knows how it's pronounced, it's the CEO of Calabunga. But I like Calabunga better.
I like them both, Calabunga. Depending on my mood.
Because it's Cali.
Well, it doesn't matter, but I'm going to be there on Sunday. Hey, 11 to 1 p.m.
Right. 11
well, you
to
can't
1.
Be there saying it wrong.
I know, so I'm going to say Calabunga. Calabunga.
So if you want to say hi to Jess, this is really fun. Obviously, in Calabunga, awesome water park. You're going to be there. What day?
This upcoming Sunday. It's the 10th of August.
Okay, Sunday.
11 to 1 p.m.
11 to 1. And are you going to be going down the slides?
You have to.
I have to, yeah.
It's a water park.
Well, yeah. Last
she
time,
can't swim.
I was so scared because I can't swim.
Right.
So
why would they pick you of all people to go there?
Because I'm trying to conquer my fears.
Get the JV Show's strongest swimmer out there. Send her down the slides.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And Trending is sponsored by the new thought-provoking exhibition at the Exploratorium, Adventures in AI, now through September 14th.
Gotcha, Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni update. So remember the last time we talked about them was when Blake went in for her deposition, and mm-hmm. we all thought it was a little strange that Justin Baldoni sat in the room for the depo.
Yep.
So here's the latest. So yesterday, Justin's legal team filed the full
292-page transcript of the deposition to the public docket system. And now Blake's team is firing back. So basically, he wants everything made public. And Blake's team is accusing Justin of doing this to smear her publicly again because the transcript has not been reviewed, corrected, or finalized. Plus, Blake's team argues there's no reason to file the entire thing when your court documents only reference 2 pages. So, like, legally, you only have to file those 2 pages. But he wants all pages made public. They're saying this is just part of the media circus that Justin is turning this into. That's why from the get-go, details were leaked about the deposition, like the fact that he was there and what Blake Lively was wearing. These are details that didn't need to be made public, but all the blogs knew about it because of his team.
Hmm.
Interesting. She says that him trying to make the transcript public, knowing she would push back, is all part of a false narrative he's pushing to make it look like she's scared of it coming out.
I don't even know.
I know.
I don't know who or what to believe anymore in this.
Or I don't know what's right, what's wrong, what should they be doing.
I actually appreciate Justin Baldoni, his transparency with everything, though. From him, giving us the text messages between them, and here's all the receipts, and now here's the deposition. Like, I actually like that.
I do, too. I mean, generally, when he says he's got something or is going to show you otherwise, he does it.
He will.
So that part is nice.
I appreciate that.
Do you think there's going to be TV cameras in the courtroom for this? Like, remember the Johnny Depp, Amber Heard thing? That was just sensationalized beyond belief, and we got to learn about all kinds of fun stuff, like that one time she left in
his
bed.
Yeah.
Like, are we going to get that on this trial?
I hope so. I know Justin would want that.
Oh, of course.
Have we heard any updates? Because you know how we had talked to Perez Hilton and he was subpoenaed for by Blake Lively?
Yeah.
Do we have any updates on if any of these people are going to, these people in media are going to have to be there, like, giving a statement, I guess?
I think it's still up in the air. I did see him post earlier that she lied to the judge about him or something. So I think they're still having conversations about whether or not these bloggers and influencers will be actually in court. That I don't have a direct answer on. Really quick, Rod Stewart, I know, who cares? But listen to this. He performed in Charlotte and he showed an AI tribute video to Ozzy Osbourne that showed him standing on clouds and he's hanging out with other music legends. You can see this on JV Morning Show. You see Tupac in there, XXXTentacion, Prince, Michael Jackson, Aaliyah, Bob Marley, among many others. Controversy for 2 reasons. One, people thought it was too soon given that Ozzy just passed like last week. Also, did he have permission from these stars' families to do this and show it on stage? Probably not. But I did see X's mom and Tupac's stepbrother. They both weighed in and said they personally do not have an issue with it. So I don't think it was done in any disrespectful type of way. It's kind of crazy what AI is able to do. I think it looks kind of cool.
I mean, it does look kind of creepy. Honestly, I'm not really here for it too much because these people have passed on. It just seems wrong.
I'm like if you want it seems wrong.
Because I think
do
if you
see
wanna,
as Ozzy someone that would be using a selfie stick?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
And I just think if you want to do a tribute to him, then use maybe videos of him in real life that he has. Because
agreed.
There's a lot of videos out there of Ozzy. But
very true. Well, if you want to check it out, it's on our page.
There's
TV
a
Morning
lot of
Show.
Artists in this tribute that he's hanging with.
Yeah.
Like all of them. Every artist that's ever
died is there.
Tina Turner is there.
Kurt Cobain is there.
Kurt Cobain, Amy Winehouse, I see. Prince. I mean, geez.
Yeah. I think it's pretty cool, but whatever. Maybe I'm the only one. Graham, what do you have?
All right, a pretty big perk for California drivers could be going away really soon, and that is your Clean Air Access sticker. We've all seen those. A lot of you listening probably have them on your electric or hybrid car. Those stickers were part of an incentive program towards reducing car pollution in our state. They give you access to the carpool lane even when you don't have the number of people
in your car.
I
didn't know that. I got to get me one of those.
Do you have an electric or hybrid car?
No.
No, but can we put the sticker on our car?
Then you can't get that sticker. And this story I'm telling right now is about that sticker's perks going away.
Oh. It's like when you steal somebody else's sticker, though. Kind of like the, shouldn't do that, but like the handicap placards.
Are you speaking from personal experience?
No, but
it sounds like it.
Sounds like these are things that you do.
I've never done that. But if my grandma had one, I would borrow it.
That's what's hanging on your car right now.
No, you can go look.
Is that why you're parked in the front row spot?
I'm not.
That is a handicap spot.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Think of it. All right, well, those, like I said, gave you access to the carpool lane, and I think it gave you discounts on some bridge tolls as well. Well, that program is set to expire on September 30th, unless Congress approves an extension. Newsom last year actually extended the program program until 2027, but the federal government, which currently doesn't care for the environment at all, just said hold my beer because they ultimately have the final say on it, and it doesn't look like they have any intent to extend it. So that may be going away again. September 30th would be the last day that you'd get to use your HOV sticker on your electric car. As of last year, according to the DMV, there were over 400,000 cars in California with active CAV, clean air vehicle decals.
Yeah, you see them all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. And then you're just going to be driving around with the stickers stuck to your car. You know those things don't peel off. Like,
no. Just get a whole new car at this point.
Is it ugly looking? I don't know if I've seen this.
You've never seen these on a
you've seen it.
Car? It's a very small, it's usually either like a diamond shape sticker.
You've seen it.
They're pretty small. They're not large stickers, but it does give you access to the carpool lane.
I didn't know that.
And,
oh,
what do you think
okay,
those stickers were for? Just for fun?
Just to let me know that it was a clean air vehicle. When,
you think people are going to leave that
it's
on their
Tesla.
Car?
Like, I mean, I know that's an electric car.
I don't know. All right. Well, thank you for that infogram.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Diana in Santa Rosa. Wanted to call in and give a quick birthday shout out to my friend and coworker, Paula. Happy birthday, Paula. Hope you enjoy your day. Okay, bye.
Happy birthday to Paula.
Who gives a fart?
That's a great point.
Happy birthday.
It is Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Before we get to this debate that's raging online with parents.
Good morning, JV Show. Question for you guys. I noticed on some radio stations, because you're not the only one that I listen, like, hello. I mean, you're important, but not that important. most of them that they're doing YouTube Live, the whole show. Are you guys going to do that in the future? Is it very brought out to you guys, or are you still like normal radio station? Have a good day.
He's asking, are some other shows do YouTube Live the entire show? Would you guys like to be on YouTube Live the entire morning? I'm all fine for it, but you got to ask these two ladies here that would have to apply their faces.
Oh, that's very tough.
Yeah, you might see a lot of ugliness in that thing for me.
Maybe what? We put YouTube Live and we just face the camera towards Graham the whole time.
That's fine.
Yeah. People would love that.
That is fine
an
with
idea.
Me.
Graham would love it too because he's a Leo.
All eyes on me.
All right. One more quick thing. You guys, we have tickets for the Giants.
Woo-woo! Yeah, we do.
Yeah, so leave us a talkback right now letting us know who you would take to the game happening August 16th at Oracle Park. It's going to be the San Francisco Giants taking on Tampa Bay. And there's something really cool that actually Graham brought to us. Off the air. Saweetie's going to be there that day, you guys.
Yes! Well,
she's performing after the game, right?
That's
the
so
City
cool.
Connect concert. So leave us a talkback right now so you can get four tickets.
Yes, and good luck to you. We're taking your talkbacks all week for that. All right, so parents are arguing.
Yes, people are
it's
arguing.
It's getting ugly.
Online, there's a debate going on, and it's all over school supplies. So parents versus teachers. With back-to-school season basically here, the question is, should parents contribute to buying school supplies for the whole classroom, whether it's assigned by the teacher or they just decide, hey, you know, my kids are in school half the day. Let me buy some extra, maybe tissues for the classroom, extra, buy your child a few extra pencils in case anybody needs them, or just any extra school supplies that could be used.
I'm confused where the debate is coming from because, well, at least as long as my daughter's gone to school, it has been on the parents to buy Clorox wipes and to buy tissues and whatever cleaning supplies. Maybe not buy like pencils and crayons for the other kids. You do that for your own kid. And there's been times where I've actually told my daughter not to share those because then those kids will like bully her into taking all her stuff. Oh. But as far as like classroom supplies, I thought it was always on the parents. And I have never had an issue with it because you don't want that coming out of the teacher's pocket because they do enough.
Right.
I'm with you. Yeah. Again, I don't know where the debate is coming from. But Selena, I have also in the years that my kids have been in school, they've been given a list of here's all the stuff that the classroom needs. And it is pencils. It's tape. It's staplers. It's all the school supplies, too, as well as some of that clean stuff like you mentioned. But it's everything. And I will happily buy every single thing that classroom needs. I mean, that's my kids' education. My mom taught first grade for over 30 years, and I know that she didn't make any money doing it. We don't pay our teachers anything. It's embarrassing as a country, as a state. It's absolutely a shame what we do to our teachers. They have the hardest jobs and one of the most important jobs there is. And I know that my mom stayed after school every single day to craft her lesson plan. And she did. She had to go, she would spend her own money on those supplies to make whatever the thing was that was going to happen for a class to make it extra special for the kids. And I know that came out of her own pocket. And I know there are a lot of teachers listening that it does come out of their own pocket, which is not fair. You shouldn't have to buy your own materials for your job. That should be provided by your employer. Sadly, we don't fund our schools in this country
apparently.
We should, which is absolutely ridiculous. So if you get that list and you can contribute any way to your kid's classroom, because this is your kid's education, you do it.
And I get not all parents can, but those parents that can, you absolutely should step up. I mean, my daughter's school has never asked for, tape and staples and things like that, but I would if they did. But I honestly didn't even think of that. I was never under the impression that was needed. But as far as like the Clorox wipes and the tissues, like the teacher should not have to pay to clean up after your kid.
Nope.
Or for your kid to wipe their nose.
Right. I was
hand sanitizer is another one that you have to provide.
I was really surprised because I did go kind of like a little bit down a rabbit hole of watching a bunch of TikTok videos of people who had both sides. And I was surprised by the amount of people that I did see, parents that were saying like, no, if I'm buying items, I'm buying them for my child to use. I'm not buying anything else for other kids to use. Like, their parents can take care of that. It was really interesting to see a lot of people actually saying that side of things. Some did mention, like, hey, I'm not able to afford items for other kids. Their parents can do that. And they were like, I'm buying what I can for my child, which... Like Graham mentioned, you know, if it is a monetary issue and you're not able to buy those items, then, you know, I guess there's nothing you can do. But I think if you're just not buying them because you don't want your child to share with others, then that doesn't feel right.
I know, but you also have to, and by the way, in my defense, because I said there's been times I told my daughter not to share, it's because there's been instances where, you know, a girl was literally taking all of her stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, if you have the means, I mean, you have to take into consideration that maybe other families can't afford all the supplies. Yeah. And so if you have extra, I mean, it is a great thing to share.
I get it. Times are tough. Don't pay $17 a month for Netflix, $17 in school supplies. You tell me that pack of pencils costs more than $1 or $2 or whatever. I mean, I'm just saying, like, prioritize our kids' education at all costs. You cut another expense. I know that's easier said than done, but like, again, our kids' education is the absolute most important thing in the world, and it's a travesty what we do to our teachers and schools in this state. We're, California alone, I mean, we're one of the richest states. Our economy here is bigger than the majority of the nations on this planet.
So where's money, Graham?
And we got crumbling, and we have crumbling schools and teachers that are grossly underpaid. It just makes my blood boil. It's ridiculous.
Right.
So then you guys are okay with contributing to the classroom?
100%.
Yep.
100%.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, we were just talking about having to buy school supplies for back to school. Jess, you said you were kind of shocked to see some parents online not cool with it.
Yeah, not wanting to buy for the whole classroom.
For the classroom.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Nancy. You guys are talking about school supplies, and I'm going to admit, it does drive me crazy that I buy this whole list of supplies, and it goes into a communal pile into the classroom for anyone to use. So if I buy a pencil box for my child, I'm instructed not to put my child's name on it because anyone can use it. And it's frustrating as a parent. You know, if I want to buy supplies for my child, it should be for my child. But anyway, love you guys.
Wait, that does seem kind of unfair. Like, you should be able to buy things for your kid that are just for your kid. And then any additional things you want to donate
could
to the
go
class.
Into the communal pile.
Yeah.
I mean, I can understand that being a little frustrating, but
I think a little bit.
When we're talking about school supplies and, like, is your kid really going to excel because they have their own marker set? Like,
no, but if they're the markers that my kid picked out and she wants them, or these glitter pens, and she has to give them up to the whole class?
A rising tide lifts all boats. I'd rather have everybody in the class doing good.
Because that's
only going to help your kid out.
Yeah. No, that's true.
What if your kid's in, like, a very pricey private school? Should we still have to provide all that stuff?
Point.
Nope.
But I would hope that they're not making the teacher provide these things either, because then I would feel bad.
Yeah, those teachers are still underpaid.
The private school game is totally different to me. I don't know. I can't comment on that, but I feel like if you're spending a ton of money in tuition at the school, right, that should cover some of your kids'
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I went to a private school. You still have to...
You went to a private school?
Do everything that you have to do at a public school. And the teacher's still not getting paid.
And did you still have to take your own school supplies?
Yes.
Oh.
Good morning, JV Show. I know with my son, they don't keep the individual crayons and pencils. It goes into, like, one big container. And so... they, throughout the years, you know, cycle through the old ones and then replace them with new ones for everybody to use. Again, he's younger, but these teachers deserve way more. Give them whatever they ask for. I always send extra. I tell them, do you have a wish list? And add to that throughout the year. These people are saints, especially my son's teacher, special needs teacher.
Yeah, these teachers are putting up with your badass kids, okay? Remember that.
Right.
Let's just give them what they want.
Not like badass, like cool dirt
no,
bike
like
jump.
No, not like cool. I mean like bad. Misbehaved bad.
Yeah, yeah. That kind. Yeah.
That kind of bad.
Like cool dirt bike jump. That was badass.
No, not that one. No, not that kind. No. Yeah, so, I mean, bottom line, whatever the school asks for, we should just be giving.
Providing, yeah.
Yes, anything you can do.
Definitely. All right, next on the JV Show, talk amongst yourselves.
Hi, Graham.
Well, there's one thing that I want to talk about coming up.
Oh, really? What?
A little check-in on Selena's hamster and see if that thing is still ticking. Because there's something that this zoo in Denmark is doing, and it's, I think, upsetting a lot of people.
Oh, no.
All right, we'll do it next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Hey, this is Robin in San Francisco. Want to give a big, huge shout-out birthday to my sister, Tanya, who lives in Hayward. Go Giants, and everyone have a good day.
Woo! Nice. Happy birthday, Tanya and Hayward. What's up? The snack.
Who gives a fart?
That's a great point. All right, Graham, why are you so worried about our hamster?
Okay, so, well, first of all, I want to talk about what the zoo in Denmark is doing, because they are asking people to donate their small pets. Now, look, they don't want them so they can have them and put them on display or anything. They want to use them as food for their predators that live there at the zoo. The Aalborg Zoo said they're trying to mimic the natural food chain of some of their larger predatory animals. And they say for the sake of both animal welfare and professional integrity, they say that pets will be gently euthanized by trained staff. So if you have a healthy animal that needs to be given away for various reasons, feel free to donate it to us. Again, they will euthanize it and then they will use it as food for some of the bigger animals there at the park.
I nominate Jess's cat.
Hell no.
Oh, good idea.
No, you have to go through me first.
Now, what got me to thinking about you, Selena, and your hamster is they say that animals like hamsters, guinea pigs, rabbits, chickens, those would be great donations. They also did mention horses in there, which I don't know.
Well,
I
mean, horses?
Maybe they have some big tigers
like
or something.
Maybe one of those cute little mini horses?
Real hungry.
That's
those are so
sad.
Cute.
Either way, it got me to thinking of you because, look, you hate all your pets. You're not a fan.
Not true.
You're not
that
a fan
factual.
Of them. You won't
not
even
true.
Pet your own dog.
That's right. Not true.
And then you have a very checkered past with hamsters in your household. One of them was hibernating and you accidentally threw it down
I
the garbage chute.
Dead.
Another one committed suicide under your oven, and that leads us to your third or fourth hamster.
He was hiding. We found him and he lived his entire life.
Sure he did.
He did. That was Nibbles.
I'm scared to hear an update from
What's your current one's name?
Jellybean.
Jellybean, that's right. Is Jellybean still with us?
Listen.
Oh no.
Oh no.
No.
I was just
going to
ask a question.
Yes,
alive. We mean alive. We mean breathing, Selena.
I'm going to put him in a box and send him to the Denmark Zoo.
No.
If that's okay
Here's
with you.
My question.
Oh, yeah. No.
Even if I told you Jellybean was alive, which she is.
It's a she?
Would you believe me?
No.
Not really.
Okay, so then why are you even asking?
Well, given that you've had Jellybean one now for I don't know how long.
While.
This is, I'm sure, Jellybean
but
two
also,
or three by now.
You asking that question makes me suspicious that Jellybean is, in fact,
right?
gone.
No, Jellybean's, she's alive.
Okay, and Jellybean?
Jellybean one, still same hamster.
Sure. How long have you had, supposedly had, I'm using air quotes, how long have you had Jellybean?
I don't remember when we got her.
I feel like it's been almost 2 years.
No, it hasn't even been 1 year.
It was like November, September, somewhere in the fall, maybe.
It hasn't even been a year.
Well, we have a hamster death pool, right?
Yeah.
So can't we go look at what
Well, mine was...
What months we bought?
Yeah, let me double check. But I think I had predicted that it would only live until February.
Oh.
Are you serious?
I think so. So it's lived much longer than that, Selena. Okay. I've got to give it to you. Okay. If it's still alive, obviously.
You think you got this thing in this last fall? I thought it was well over a year by now.
No, it has not been a year. I know that for a fact.
I'll look it up and see if we have it here.
See, she said hasn't been a year because it already died. And we're already on to the next one.
No, it didn't. That's why I don't even appreciate you asking, because you're not going to believe me anyways.
Okay, now back to the zoo in Denmark. What do you think about what they're doing? Because look, it is the natural life cycle. There are animals that are carnivores. They eat other smaller animals, their prey. What do you think about them soliciting donations?
I don't like it. If you're so worried about these animals living their natural lives, then why are they locked up in a little enclosure?
Go let them
live their natural life.
Okay, but now that they're there and they are hungry, do you think? It's part of the circle
people's
of life.
Pets? I don't like it. It's sad.
Well, like if you had a couple extra chickens, for example. Selena, you said chickens don't have a soul.
That's not true. I used to have chickens.
Chuck them right into the enclosure with the tigers.
No, I wouldn't. But they are yummy, probably.
Wow.
And then why do I feel like you don't eat chicken, Jen? You're so outraged.
Like, wow, what? You animal. Yeah, I had some chicken last night. What about, Selena, if your daughter, because this is your daughter's guinea pig or hamster,
it's a
right?
Hamster, yeah.
It's sort of your daughter's. What if she stops taking care of it and, like, you don't want to be cleaning the cage because, like, you know that thing be stinky?
I made her sign a hamster contract.
What if the Oakland Zoo was like, we'll take it?
No.
We've got a badger that's hungry.
No, I'm still
wouldn't
not.
Bring it over there and drop it off?
I'm still not donating it for it to be euthanized and fed to a badger or anything else. I made her sign a hamster contract that if she doesn't take care of it, it's going to be rehomed.
I don't think that's legally binding.
But rehomed to the zoo or rehomed to where?
To another loving home where they will care for it.
The Oakland Zoo would love to give it a loving home.
No, because they're just going to kill
her. In their cheetah enclosure.
Wait, no, that's actually so sad.
I know.
I would hate this. I would not agree.
But
even if I had
what do you think they're eating in their Caesar salads? Like, the lion isn't like, hey, what's on the menu tonight? I hope we get another salad.
Oh, I mean, whatever.
That thing wants to eat some meat.
But whatever they're eating now, just keep on doing that. Don't ask people to give their pets.
Because imagine.
And who would do that?
Your poor little pet going from getting like 3 meals a day and its warm little home to all
being
of a sudden,
the meal?
Yeah.
You feed your cat 3 meals a day?
Sometimes.
That's a lot. This thing.
Really?
You might need to dial that back. Is it getting a little chunky?
I took it to the vet,
a little extra padding on the ribs?
I mean, the vet said like if you could slow down a little bit on the food, that would be okay. But she's still not that chunky.
I knew
it. It's because she meows and like gives me those little cute eyes and I'm like, hungry.
Let's get
and then she goes, meow. And then
you talk to your cat like that, like a baby?
I'm like,
how do you ask
you
it? How do you? Oh, no.
Or I'll be like, boo-boo, are you hungry?
Yeah, oh, any animal's going to say yes. If I asked my dog Hambone if she's hungry, she would eat a dinner every 3 minutes if she could. She wouldn't stop. You got to get rid of that lunch meal, I think, Jess.
No.
Just stick to the morning eating.
And then in between, sometimes I'll do snacks because she likes something called churu.
Of course she does. Animals, pets love treats.
You should see her face light up when I opened the... I opened the cabinet door and...
How do you ask her if she wants a snack?
I'll say, boo-boo, you want a snack?
Boo-boo, you want snacky?
I'm so mad. I'm so mad at
this. You would hate to live with me. You would hate.
You want snackies? Come here, boo-boo. You want snackies? Of course the cat's going to say yes. They love treats. You're going to have a 50-pound cat before you know it.
No.
Dial it back for her own good.
I'll dial it back a little bit.
All right.
Jelly bean, you want treaties?
Oh, and Jelly Bean's cute little hands, the way she grabs little snacks. I give her like blueberries every once in a while. And her little blueberries. She just puts it in her cheeks. It's
Wait,
so cute.
What noises do hamsters make? Like, what does she respond when you say, do you
nothing.
Want
to say?
Oh.
No. Boring. Stares at you with those dead eyes.
Oh thing, my God, eyes so dead. So dead.
Because it's dead, I knew it.
No, her eyes are dead. No, but no, she's
R.I.P.
alive.
Jelly Bean.
She's alive. She is alive.
Jelly Bean, you want little bloopies?
Hungry? Are you hungry?
Oh, God.
Today's hottest trending. Coming up.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Stanford Medicine Children's Health. Access to excellence.
Nicki Minaj, I think she just volunteered her husband to get beat up, you guys.
What?
So Nicki is in another beef.
now with NFL player Dez Bryant. So it all started with, and follow me on this because we're going to go through a lot of different names and things that were said, okay? So it all started with Cowboys owner Jerry Jones complaining about how he hates to use agents when negotiating player deals because he had a bad experience with Jay-Z while hammering out a deal for Dez Bryant years ago. Okay. So then Roc Nation and Dez himself, they jump in denying what he said.
Oh.
That's when Nicki Minaj enters the chat because who does she hate? Roc Nation and Jay-Z. So she replied to one of Dez's posts. She jumps in with her own bad experiences with Roc Nation. And he was like, okay, that's your drama, Nicki. I want no parts of that. That doesn't involve me. Ooh. I want nothing to do with this. And then Nicki brought up his 2012 arrest for assaulting his mom. He fires back saying her husband, Kenneth Petty, is a sex offender, which he is. So then Nicki offered Dez Bryant $10 million in cash to fight her husband, Kenneth Petty. And he was like, okay, I'll beat him up right in front of you. Get the money ready.
Wait.
Dez Bryant is
the ATM. Let's go.
Is a huge guy. Like,
he's a monster.
Like, is this fight actually going to happen? Probably not. But just for reference, Dez Bryant, he is 6'2", 218 pounds. Kenneth Petty, his sex offender profile on, Megan's Law.
He has like a trading card?
Oh. Megan's Law, because he had to register. It has him as 5'9", 170 pounds. So who do you think is going to win this fight?
I'll take Dez Bryant in that one all day. Also, professional athlete.
Yeah.
Former professional athlete or whatever. That guy, he's a monster.
Graham, would you be mad if your wife was just volunteering you to fight guys twice your size?
Yes. I don't want to fight people. I'd be mad if she was volunteering me to fight anybody. I don't want to have to fight someone. What does this have to do with anything? Don't bring me into this.
Oh my God, Nicki just cannot stay out of drama. Like, oh my God. Really quick, for anyone who's watched Amy Bradley is Missing on Netflix. I know we talked about it briefly here on the JV show after I watched it. Thanks to this docuseries, there is a ton of renewed public interest in finding this missing woman. Her brother told TMZ that since the docuseries aired, they got several thousand tips from all corners of the world. Australia, New Zealand, Scotland, South Africa, the UK. Obviously, are all of them really going to lead to something? Probably not, but still helpful that they can pass all of that along to the FBI. He says that they've also been sent in a ton of pictures of women that look like Amy. And so they're doing some like crowdfunding to actually be able to pursue credible leads in hopes that they can actually find his sister after like 30 years. So that was kind of cool to have a little follow-up on that. And again, really good docuseries if you want to go check it out on Netflix. Grammy, what do you have?
All right, park officials in Marin warning visitors. Higher than normal populations of yellow jackets are emerging this summer. This is at Samuel P. Taylor State Park, which covers around 2,800 acres in Marin. It's a really popular area for people hiking, biking, all sorts of stuff, picnicking. But they say over the last couple weeks, visitors have been running into a lot of yellow jackets. Experts say that the mild weather conditions that we have had to start this summer has provided these yellow jackets with lots and lots of food, and that's the root cause for this surge. They say typically they see a few nests here and there in the park, but this year there are way more. They've even had to caution tape off a few of those areas to warn people, because if you wander near a nest, we know yellow jackets can be very, very mean. And they say some colonies of yellow jackets normally include 50,000 to 100,000 workers. I didn't realize there was that big of an operation running in there. Selena, have you still yet to have been stung by a bee?
Nope.
Wow.
Jess, have you ever been stung by a bee?
Yes. I think I've been stung multiple times. Once it was my fault because I stepped on it.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. Nope, never happened.
Wow.
I had a time, and I've probably told this story, but where we were, I was playing paintball with some buddies, and I kneeled down, not knowing, behind like a tree, and there was an in-ground yellow jacket nest. Apparently, yellow jackets that make a nest in the ground, I've always heard that those are the meanest ones. Ooh. I don't know if there's any science to that, but I've always heard that. And I kneeled right on top of their nest, and I had no idea. And so I started getting stung, and then I ran away, but they like mark you with their whatever. And
they chased you?
Yes, they just kept coming. They wouldn't stop. And I got stung like another 7 or 8 times.
No.
Because they just fly.
How do you get them to go away?
I mean,
you jump
I was
in water?
Far, far, far away at that point, and they were still, and then you'd see them flying through the air, and then they land on you and immediately start stinging.
Oh my God.
They wasted no time. It was painful. I got stung on the top of the head and all. Ew. Oh.
It hurt.
Oh, hell
so,
no.
So, you've been warned. Watch out.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. I think we need to do a welfare check on Jess's cat because I have three cats, and I was told that we should only feed cats twice a day. So, that's like one meal in the morning, one meal at night, and it all depends on activity. If the cat's active, Jess, then, yeah, you're doing a good job, but maybe you need to cut back because three meals isn't recommended for cats. And also, Jess, when your cat is meowing at you for food, say no, okay? Say no. I know it's tough because they're so cute with their little eyes and meow, but you gotta say no.
Are you hungry?
We learned that Jess talks to her cat like a little baby. You hungry?
How could you not?
Want a little snacky? I don't know, just talk normal.
One of the bubbles want a little snacky.
You hungry? You have to say boo-boo.
Oh, boo-boo, you know, hungry? You do a little dinner.
Oh, my cat. Yeah. And we know your cat's not that active, right? Because you don't let her outside like that?
Yeah, it just stays home all day, just lazing around.
Yeah, watching Netflix.
But I play with her.
Four seasons.
Fatter and fatter.
I play with her. We play hide and seek. I let her out to the balcony.
Oh, the balcony, but that's 6 feet by 4 feet. She's not. Yeah, she's really not stretching her legs.
You don't let her out, go roam the streets and climb fences and stuff.
Oh, trust me, she runs around the house.
You need to get her on a cat treadmill, a strict exercise regimen.
That'd be so cute.
A cat hamster wheel.
Oh, and it just runs on it?
Yes.
And then like a little cat punching bag, and you get some little cat boxing gloves.
And it'll just be like a kitten with mittens, but they're boxing gloves?
Yes, kitten boxing mittens. Okay. And a little cat Bowflex.
This is so adorable.
Ordering that.
Jess, you do need to think about dropping that third meal. I remember when my dog was a puppy and she was having three meals. We'd go to the vet and they're like, you feed your dog three times a day? What are you doing? She's going to be 100 pounds soon. And we just
But obviously, also, I was going to say that talkbacker. Sorry, I don't remember your name right now. But you have three cats?
Oh.
That's I a have lot. A friend that has six.
Six cats?
Yeah.
Six?
Yeah.
She ain't never getting laid.
What?
Oh, my God.
It's a he.
Oh, he ain't never getting laid. Sorry.
Unless he uses that to, like, lure people in because maybe they're really cute.
Do you want to come back and smell the world's smelliest apartment? Like, that's going to lure you back from the bar?
A lot of them, it was because they didn't have a home, so he took them in.
That's very honorable and sweet of him. But if you're out at the bar, like, hey, do you want to come back to my apartment? I have six
my
cats.
Cat?
Like...
Like I would go.
Like, that ain't working.
Six cats works on some people, I guess.
Sorry. Check out my cat.
Good morning, JV family. Mama Honda here. Hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday. So I was talking about Happy Gilmore with my friends yesterday, and one of them mentioned that the movie was getting mixed reviews, especially because the two Hispanic people in the entire movie were the help. So some of the Hispanic community was having not a good reaction to it. What are your thoughts?
Ooh, that never really crossed my mind. Me, when I see any Adam Sandler movie, which hasn't been many, I just think this is just fun. Like, just relax, just have fun, and just kind of laugh.
But representation in film and art and stuff like that is very important.
Yeah,
so.
But me watching Happy Gilmore 2, I didn't really read that deep into it.
I think because there were just so many different characters that were played in that movie. I mean, it was literally
that
like
weren't Latin.
Packed with everything. Travis Kelce played a server as well. But
yeah, he's white.
I know. But what I'm saying
I'm just
is...
saying he packed the movie with a bunch of white guys.
Oh.
But I see what you're saying. You're saying that technically Travis was like the help as well. But it was, you know, there's diversity there.
Maybe I should have looked into it more. I did. That's not something that really
is that something that bothers you?
Stood out to me. I would say no in this specific scenario in this movie. Because I really loved Bad
Sydney
Bunny.
Sweeney talking about her boo.
I think maybe if it was like a Hollywood blockbuster film and like every single person in the movie is white when...
It was a Hollywood blockbuster film.
I think maybe the most streamed movie ever on Netflix. I think maybe it didn't bother me because Bad Bunny got a really, really big role. And I think the way that it was played, I just really enjoyed the way that he played it. So I think...
Agreed.
I think that's why it didn't bother me.
Graham, do you have thoughts?
Not really.
Okay, well then we'll just move on.
The only other thing I wanted to mention, Mom Albert left a talk back yesterday about Happy Gilmore 2. Couldn't play it because the audio quality. Hey, Mom Albert, can you get your talk back mic fixed? Just like, sometimes it's a little muffly and hard to hear, but yesterday was impossible. I wanted to play it though because he was saying,
overall, his takeaway from watching Happy Gilmore 2 was kind of like, eh, this movie really ain't that great. There was a ton of hype about it, but he pointed to the fact that you, Selena, and me, like, we didn't even watch the whole thing in one sitting.
I did watch the whole thing.
And he's like, you couldn't even in one sitting?
Yeah.
Oh.
I did.
Maybe it was just me. I don't know. He said the same thing. He started it and didn't even finish. He wasn't that enthralled by the movie. Any thoughts about that as you now think back about the movie, a little more subjectively?
I think what definitely helped for me is the fact that I had just got done watching the first one, like literally right before. So I really, really liked seeing two because of all the references and stuff. Had I not seen one, or maybe I saw the first one 20 years ago,
30,
where it wasn't so fresh in my mind or whatever, maybe it would have been a lot harder for me to get into it.
Yeah.
Maybe like a lot of people.
I agree with Selena because it had been a while since I had seen the first one, but I watched it again right before watching the second one.
Yeah.
So I was already in that momentum, but I really like it.
And you have to, it's an Adam Sandler movie. You're going into it with Adam Sandler expectations, something that is just silly and fun. You don't take it too seriously. Just smoke your weed and watch it. Or whatever you're doing.
I wish I had.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.